The two F-35As touched down around 3:45 p.m. to cheers and applause from small crowds that had gathered on the flight line, including Colonel Ben Bishop, who commands Eielson's 354th Fighter Wing.
It is a historic day for the 354th Fighter Wing and for the Fairbanks North Star Borough community as a whole.
Bishop told KTVF News that a couple of F-16s from Eielson met the newer fighters en route and showed them the way to their new home in the interior.
They escorted and formally welcomed our F-35s to the skies of Alaska.
Bishop said in a webcast interview that the new fighter's arrival marks an historic occasion, signifying the transformation of Eielson's mission from one that mainly focuses on training to one in which the two F-35 squadrons will stand ready to respond to real-world threats anywhere within the Indo-Pacific region, which includes the Pacific and Indian Oceans and much of Asia.
And with these F-35s, we're going to be charged to project air power in support of worldwide operations and to support a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Senator Dan Sullivan says the F-35s, along with other so-called fifth-generation fighters stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, will combine to make Alaska a key hub of U.S. air power.
With these F-35s coming and the F-22s that we have down at J-Bear, is going to have over 100 fifth-generation fighters. No place on the planet Earth will have that kind of fifth-gen firepower than our state.
That won't go unnoticed by our enemies, says Lieutenant General David Crum. He's the new head of the North American Aerospace Command's Alaska region and commander of both the Hawaii-based Pacific Air Forces and the J-Bear-based Alaskan Command.
I will tell you that we will make our adversaries tremble with what these airplanes can do.
But first, the remaining 52 F-35s, along with some 1,300 pilots and other active duty personnel to maintain the planes, must get settled in at Eielson. The two new squadrons are expected to draw another 3,300 people to the area. Those include family members of the new personnel, along with additional federal employees and contractors. With help from Dan Bross, I'm Tim Ellis in Delta Junction.